State ascoltando SBS Italian.
This year of pandemic has been a particularly tough one on the retail sector, both in Australia and especially internationally. During the first wave of the pandemic, all of the non-essential shops were forced to close and reinvent themselves in order to stay afloat. Today I have the honour of speaking with Carla Zampatti, AC, who has without any doubt been one of the most iconic names in Australian fashion for the past 56 years, and despite her longevity in the fashion industry, has also had to reinvent herself. So Carla, welcome to SBS Italian, and thank you first of all for your time. The first thing that I'd like to ask you is, how was this past year for you and for your business?
Well, we closed all our stores for a whole month in March, April, because of the pandemic, particularly in New South Wales, but Australia-wide. So that was tough. So it made us focus on online buying, on giving better service online. So our online team really became very professional at what they did, and we actually picked up a lot of business this way. We stayed in touch with our clients. We knew what they wanted. We tried to make things that they needed. I think that's really, really important to keep in touch with your clients. Now, online, it was a wake-up call for most of us that the IT factor, the online factor, is going to be a very important part of business. Since then, our business has grown 35% for the last 3 months that we've been open. And I think a big part of that growth has been the online factor. It's a great tool for marketing, but it's also a great tool for staying in touch and talking to your clients and being relevant to your clients about what you do.
The growth of the online business has been remarkable in many sectors this year, but what role has creativity played in ensuring that your business remains successful?
I think creativity during difficult times comes forth. If you have it, you really become much better at it. And that's what we do. Every time there's a downturn in the economy, we usually work very hard at creating beautiful things, and our customers understand and appreciate it. I feel that I have always learned much more from difficult times than from boom times, because I think it makes you try harder. And designers who tried hard have survived. My daughter, for instance, has worked very hard in the last 12 months. She's also in the design business. And she has created beautiful products. And it's interesting, we thought perhaps that everyone would want to get into casual wear, but instead, now they want beautiful evening and special event wear, particularly weddings. The wedding business is really big for us at the moment.
The last year has certainly changed a lot in the way we work. We went from full meeting rooms to not being able to meet anyone. How did you find this change?
I personally find that annoying because I like the one-on-one, particularly in teamwork. My design team and I have worked, there's only three of us. We meet all the time because we're a small team and it's essential creatively. I think if you can meet, it really makes a big difference. My retail team too, I have a retail manager who's been with me for 32 years, so she and I talk constantly. And I think what I found, however, as a country, is that we are very disciplined. I think it's a marvelous country. We can be really proud of what we've achieved. We've all believed what the government has told us, that we have to try hard. And we all followed that advice. And that is why we're in a very good position. At the moment, I went to the opera last night. It doesn't feel like a pandemic has been at all. And I went to a dinner the night before, plus a concert, and again, crowded, very close. But wearing masks for when there is a big crowd inside the opera house, also inside of recital halls, you wear masks, and we all do it because we understand. And I think that telephone connection that we do at the beginning of entering anything is great. And the 24-hour service that this government gives us, the New South Wales government gives us, is fabulous. I mean, I had a cold, so I went in a taxi to the Rose Bay drive-in. I was still in the car, they did a test. 24 hours later, I knew that I was clear. If it had been 3 or 4 days, I might have hesitated, because you think, oh, do I really want to, it's just a cold, you know, do I really want to wipe myself out for that time? So I think we've all been very fortunate and also very cooperative, which is really nice. And I hope we can take that, we can learn that and put it forward for the future.
I know that you have a very tight connection with Italy and that you also still have relatives there. Have you kept in contact with Italy during this time?
My relatives in Milano, I have been in touch with telephone. Whenever I hear that Italy is going through a particularly difficult time, I give them a call just to make sure that everything is all right. And that is very, very important, because, and equally they've done that with me. So I think we're very closely in touch, making sure that each of us, not that we can do much about it, but just being in touch.
How has your connection to Italy or your Italian heritage changed as a result of this pandemic?
Well, I haven't been able to be there. That's the biggest problem. I always go, June, July, I go to Europe, mainly Italy. I spend 4 weeks in Italy and then another 2 weeks other places. And I love going to that. It's my break. It's a holiday. It's recapturing the beauty of that wonderful country. So I've become more Italian in my old age than I was perhaps as a teenager. And because every year now I go to places like Firenze, Milano, Lucca, Venezia, and it's wonderful. Catch up with friends, relatives. It's really, really wonderful. It's a lovely, lovely country. And the great humanity of Italians is just always evident. My Italian hit this over the period, the summer period, has been Garibaldi. I've just read a biography on Garibaldi. He was such a hero. He was a wonderful man. I wish I had known him very long time ago. I think he was absolutely fantastic for Italy. But for Garibaldi, I think Italy would be a fragmented country.
How much of your Italian heritage is still there when you designed your collection? Do you still use your, let's say, Italian touch?
Totally. My Italian heritage, what I learned when I was a child, colors in my church, in frescoes, in paintings, the aesthetic, how Italians value looking good. La bella figura is very, very important for Italians. So all of that has been very, very important in my design career. I'm fortunate really to have left at the age of 9, which means that I knew Italy quite well. As a child, unfortunately, my language is that of a child as well, but that's less of a problem. But my aesthetic definitely was developed in Italy.
One word that has been heard often during this time is resilience. Do you think there is a connection between Italians and this enduring quality?
I think Italians are all resilience. We are taught resilience is that we've been up and down a few times, and I think I learned my resilience in Italy. And it's a very good quality to draw upon in difficult times. So I do believe that we are heading for possibly a clearance, but you can't be too optimistic. Because look at Italy, it was doing well until summertime. And I think it's very important for young Italians to be responsible and not to be careless about what their habits to keep up the the good work we've done so far.
Thank you so much, Carla, for your time, and we hope to have you back soon at SBS Italian.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.